Mesechtes Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Gimel, four lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, and since the bottom of Daf Chaf Tes and Beis, the Gemara has been discussing various scenarios, and the Gemara now continues with its 12th scenario. Rav Bashashim Nafik LeKolah DeKa'ochel Ar DiYasmi. Now, although Rav Bashashim was using a piece of land for a long period of time, however, there was a kol and there was a rumor that Rav Bashashim did not actually own this karka, and the only reason why he was using this karka was because he lent money to Reuven and he received this karka as a meshkanta de surah. And as the Gemara Bava Metzia taught us, that in order for someone to be able to take karka in repayment for a loan, then in order to avoid a problem of ribbis, you could structure it as a mashkanta de surah. And for example, in our scenario, if Rav Bashashim lent $10,000 to Reuven, and they made up that Reuven will give a piece of property to Rav Bashashim for 10 years, and it doesn't make a difference if the payers produce a lot of payers, or if it doesn't produce any at all, as the loan will be amortized over a 10-year period, and every year would be amortized by $1,000, and therefore Rav Bashashim was using this piece of land of Reuven for many years, and now that Reuven died, so there was a rumor that Rav Bashashim already used the field for the amount of time that he was supposed to use it based on being Mashkata Desura, and really at this point, Rav Bashashim should have returned the land to the Yisayimim. As Rashbam states, Kedem Farash Kameh Deu Mashkin Hoysa Etzloi Ad Achshav Shekolo Shnei Mashkanta V'Hilkach Nafla Kol Shel Edus Emes, and at this point, there was a major rumor that went out, which was based on actual true Edus, the Mahashta Ochel Ar Diasmi, that at this point, he was already using this karka, and it really belongs to the Yisayimim, and not to Rav Bashashim. The Gemara tells us, Amalei Abaya, Abaya said to Rav Bashashim, Emali Izi, Gufa de Uvda, Hechavi, that tell me right now, what is actually the story, and what is going on over here? And Ayin Mashal, who explains that the word Izi means Oyavai, my beloved, but l'chir, it doesn't make sense to say that Abaya would say to Rav Bashashim, Izi, as it would seem that he was actually playing favorites with Rav Bashashim, and certainly a Dayan shouldn't do so, and shouldn't show any favoritism to a baldin or to a litigant. The Gemara tells us, Omalei, so Rav Bashashim responded to Abaya, that Arab Meshkanta having a kitten and bavur and yasmi, that I received this piece of land as Meshkanta de Sura from the father of these Yisayimim. And as Rashbam explains, Meshkanta, Gaboy Mavuyan have Meshkanta de Sura, the Kaspi Hochi, the Mishlin Shadin Ilan, Tepik Arado, Bloy Kasef, or Vimeafiyam, Achalti Shne Chazoko, and already used this Sada for 3 years while their father was alive. And as we will see, that based on this Taina, that he actually used the Sada already for 3 years while the father was still alive, so therefore potentially Rav Bashashim would have a migu. They could have said that I bought it from your father and I used it for 3 years, and that's why I don't have a shtar at all. You continue on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, V'havli Zuzi Achrina Gabei, and Lemaisa I lent other money to Reuven as well, and on that money I didn't have Mashkanta de Surah, V'chavta Shnei Mashkanta, and since I already used the field for the years that we made up based on Mashkanta de Surah, and based on our example, I already used it for 10 years, and therefore I really have to return this karka to Reuven or to his children. However, Amino, I said to myself, Imadrana Arli Yasme, if I'll return this land to the Yisayimim, Vamino the Isli Zuzrachina Gabe Avuchan, and I will taina and I will claim that I have other money that is owed to me by their father. However, that claim by itself would not work, as Rabbanan, as Rabbanan taught us, Haboli Parim Nixi Yisayimim Lo Yipar El Bishvua, that if a creditor comes to collect money from the Nechasim Yisayimim, then even though those Yisayimim are already Gedalim, and even though the lender even has a shtar, the Rabbanan still did not allow a lender to collect money from Yisayimim unless the lender made a shvua. And Rav Bashashim continued, and since I didn't want to make a shvua, so ach b'she l'shar mashkanta v'ich l'shir zuzi, so I said to myself that I will hide my shtar mashkanta and I will just stay in this field and I'll use this sada for the amount of time that will take me to use enough of the produce and enough of the income to pay back my debt that I'm owed from their father. And Rav Bashashim continued that I also had a svara to do so, to meet as Lemaisa have a migu, as since I could have claimed that I actually bought the sada from your father, Lemaisa da Eden, that I used the sada for 3 years, and I would have been believed that there is no proof that the reason why I was using the sada is based on Mashkat the Surah, as although there was a rumor, but there are no Edim, and you won't find my shtar either. And therefore, now that I claim that I actually was owed another debt from their father, so I should be believed that I should be trusted, and I should be able to use the sada for that period of time in order to collect my debt from these Yisayimim. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, Sabai responded to Rav Bashashim, L'kuchi b'yadi lo matzis amrit, and in reality, you couldn't claim that you bought this sada from their father, the ha'ikla l'kolo da'ar diasmi, as since there's a call that this land belongs to the Yisayimim, and you actually were in this sada based on Mashkanta de Surah. Therefore, as Rashbam states, v'kivin de'edat, is kolo loch da'ar ador mashkanta higabach, and since you knew that there was already a rumor that this land was only yours based on a Mashkanta Hashkata the Sura, Veloy Lekucha, and you didn't really buy it, Ein Lecha Mechai Gedoy Lemezu, so there's no greater Mecha than this situation, Vahay Lecha Lezar B'Shtarcha, therefore you are on notice that potentially at some point the Yisem will come back, and if you really bought it, you should have kept the Shtar, by the fact that you don't have a Shtar, therefore certainly you couldn't tie the Lekucha B'Yadi, and therefore you don't have a Migu, and you can't claim that you actually are owed a debt from their father, and that's why you're keeping the Sada in order to get paid back for your debt. And as the Gemara continues, Al Zilla Hadrin Alayu, and therefore you have to go and return the Kaka to these Yisayimim, and since at this point these Yisayimim are Ketanim, therefore even if you make a Shvua, you would not be able to collect from these Yisayimim, and V'chigadli Yasmi, and once these Yisayimim become G'daylim, then Ishtar Yedidim Ba'adayu, then you'll be able to bring them to Din Taira, and you'll be able to make a Shvua, and be able to collect your debt from the Yisayimim Dara G'daylim. Keep in mind that on Kuf Ayin Da'alam Na'alam, there will be a machlekes between Rav Huna Bir Rabbi Shua and Rav Papa as to the reason why someone can't collect from Yisayim and Ketanim. There's a machlekes of a chashin and the tzori atvasei, that do we say that maybe the father already paid back the debt, or do we say that Yasmi Labanei Me'ev and Mitzvahinu, that Yisayim and Ketanim are not chayiv and mitzvahs, and therefore they don't have a chiv to pay back the father's debts. And Rashbam, the chigadli Yasmi, shiyu b'nei me'ev and mitzvah, the hainu ben shol shes v'shon v'eilach, that v'chayiv and mitzvahs, ishtor din ba'day, or ashtor chayivcha, shiyesh l'chal aviyem. Then, b'tishava, v'tiltel g'din ha'boli v'parim, v'nichsi Yisayimim, the chol z'man shem tanim, in yodin l'chseim ligvois mehen, k'na minu b'erchim, p'erch shem Yisayimim, in iskakil l'chsi Yisayimim, elim k'in ribusei chalos p'em, ayin sham. The Rashbam is then bothered that v'hoda minu p'erch mi shemez, that we will learn on daf kuf nun vav, v'limka b'nichsi avi v'achiyei ben chof, that Yisayimim cannot sell the assets of the father until they're 20 years old, and over here it seems that you'll be able to collect from Yisayimim at 13, and Rashbam explains, hanimili shemaych l'tzarech ha'itza'asai, that in that Gemara it's talking about selling the assets in order to pay for their expenses. However, in order to pay back their father's debts, Bezdin would also sell the assets from 1 to 13, and they don't have to wait until 20. Rashbam also states that this din that we just mentioned, that once they get older, you'll be able to go and collect your debt, is not only a benegeir case with the shtar milva, but even in the case of the milva peh. And as he brings down for the Gemara, daf kuf ayin vav, can amra papa shmeitz bas reist in mechultin, hilchus of milva peh, goy ben ayoshin, bahani mili sheish edim shilvo, v'yishovish le paro v'yital, ayin sham. Before we continue, let us see Taisa's diva maschel, migudi boy lemem lekuchi, and Taisa is, v'teima, my daite d'ror bashashem, da filu toy lekuchi b'yad ishvus heses l'ilum tzarech, that l'chayr, the whole point of Rav Bashashem was that he doesn't want to swear, and even if he's going to claim that I bought the sada from their father, the Rav Bashashem would still have to make a shvuas heses in any case, and therefore there should be no difference between him waiting for the Yisayim to grow up and making a shvua, or at this point making a shvua. And Ayin Rashbam Diva Maschum Hem Nono, and Rashbam states, B'loi shvua, the English burn al kakois, and is bothered by Taisa's question, and therefore he responds that L'maisa Rav Bashashem would not have to make a shvua if he claimed that he bought the sada from their father, because English burn al kakois, V'oi, the chesed shol shonim, b'mokim shtakaymi, as L'maisa, if he had a chazok of shol shonim, then that mokim shtar. And certainly if Rav Bashashem would have had a deed that stated that he bought the sada from their father, then certainly he would not have to make a shvua. However, Tosis explained that he doesn't like the first teretz of Rashbam, as he, the English born al kakois, midraisa, midrabon ishborn, that although it's true that there is a cloud that English born al kakois, however, that is only on a dindraisa, but midrabon, there is a chiv to swear even by kaka, and therefore over here, Tosis' question is, that l'chir, what was Rav Bashashem gaining? And Tosis states, v'yish lema, the English born shvuas heses, alehecha the tarn bari, that the only time there's a chiv to make a shvuas heses is only if the teveya, tain is a times bari, aval hochot lav times bari, who, over here, the Yisrael Taino is not a Taino's Bari, as they are not certain that Rav Bashashem didn't actually buy this Kaka, and therefore Rav Bashashem would have Taino that I bought the Sada from your father, then he would not have been required to make a Shavuos Heses, Ayin and Taisis. And also, let's see the top Taisis on the Omer, Diba Maschel, Om Rabbana Haboli Para, as Taisis states, that even if Rav Bashashem would have wanted to make a Shavuos, he would still not have been able to collect from these Yisayimim at this point because they were still Gedolim. And as Taisa points out, Kedekamrinon, as we stated in our Gemara, Chigadli Yishto Yudina Ba'adayu, Lo'yim Makbid Alam Tana Alal Shvua, that in the Chinami, Rav Bashash was not being Makbid on the waiting period, and his only concern was they shouldn't have to make a Shvua, as even though certainly Rav Bashash wasn't lying, but ultimately we know how Chomer the Din of Shvuas was, and therefore people didn't want to make Shvuas. And also Ayin Taisa, who continues and discusses that Rav Bashash Shasha must hold like Rav Huna Bidi Rabbi Shua that explained at the end of the Masechta that Ina Skakal Nechzisayimim Meshum Tzori, not like Rav Papa who held that since Prius Bal Chayiv is a mitzvah and Yasmi Lav B'nei Mev a mitzvah Nenu and Yisayim Mektanim are not Mechuyiv B'mitzvahs, Ayin and Taisvahs, and although we mentioned from Rashbam that there is no difference between a Mil Bishtar or a Mil Val Peh, however, Ayin other Rishonim who want to be Mechal between these cases, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues with the 13th scenario, Kravid Rav Ida Ba'oven Shachiv Shavak Dikla. It was a relative of Rav Ida Ba'oven that died and he left over a date tree, and this relative of Rav Ida Ba'oven did not have any children, and therefore his assets were going to be distributed to his nearest relatives. And Rav Ida Ba'oven Omar not Kriv not Fei, and Rav Ida Ba'oven claimed that I'm his closest Kariv and therefore I should have a right to this date tree. However, Asahu Gavra Omar not Kriv not Fei, and then another person came and said, I'm a closest Kariv and therefore I have a right to this date tree. And Lemaisa, based on our Gemara that we will see on Daf Lama Gimel Beis, since neither of them were toughest in this date tree and neither of them were Muchsik in this date tree, therefore the din was called on Gavar. And Lemaisa, this other relative, and let's call him Ruvain, he was actually able to be Gavar and was able to be stronger than Rav Ida Ba'oven, and he went and he took this date tree, and he was using this date tree for a couple of years, and then after these couple of years, so Ruvain was Maida to Rav Ida Ba'oven, then in reality you were a closer Karev, therefore you really always had a right to this date tree, and Ukmar Rav Chista B'yodei, so now Rav Chista went, and he gave it back to Rav Ida Ba'oven, and he passed to Rav Ida Ba'oven as the proper owner of this date tree, and Amalei, so Rav Ida Ba'oven said to Rav Chista, L'hadli period Achamahu Yoimad Hashta, that since Ruvain was in the Sada for a couple of years and he used the Paris for a couple of years, so since at this point Ruvain was Maida that he doesn't own the day tree and I always own the day tree, so L'chira I should have a right to collect Paris from him as he didn't have a right to use these Paris, and therefore Ruvain should owe me for eating these Paris. And as Rashbam says, L'hadli yahu gavra period Achamahu Yoimah Ada Idna, when a Yom Shemes Krevai, from the date that my relative died until today, Shal Achlam Shalai Kedin, as Ruvain consumed these Paris, Shalai Kedin. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Chista said regarding Rav Idi, Zeu Sha'imu Lav Adam Gadalu, is this the person that they say regarding him that he's an Adam Gadol? And Lemaisa Rav Chista continued and explained to Rav Idi Ba'ovin why his svar is wrong, as Amaka Samach Ma'ar Hai, as on what basis are you actually getting back this tree, is only based on his Haidah and only based on Reuven's admission that you actually have a right to this tree. And Lemaisa Ka'ama Da'nar Makarav Natvei, and up until this point, Reuven always claimed that he was a closer relative. Therefore, we look at it as if Reuven is giving you Matana from this point forward, but prior to this point, Reuven had a right to these Paris. And as Rashbam states, Ahai Haidah is Piv, Shemoida Achshashata Karv Yesa, Vahiyu Da'ama Ad Hashtra, Anak Kriv Natvei, Vahachar Paris Bedin, called Alam Gava. And he continued, Vizesh Shemoida Achshav, Hareu Kuneis Lacha Achshav, Asi'ilam Midaitai, Afapishal Ezechisa by Minadin. And even though you weren't really Zechim Minadin, and if Reuven would have never been Maida, then Reuven would have been able to keep this tree forever. And keep in mind that this din Rav Chista stated is even in a case where there are independent Edim that testify that Reuven ate the pears of these trees for the past 2 years or the past few years. As ultimately, if we only relied on the testimony of the Edim, then certainly Reuven would not owe anything to Rav Bashashim, as ultimately Reuven owned this tree, and there are no Edim that testified that Reuven did not have a right to this tree. And the only reason why Rav Bashashim got this tree back is only because Reuven was Maida, then Rav Bashashim was a closer relative, and Ayin and Taisa do maskal halcha garsin l'seif oidelei, where Taisa brings down a girsa that is not gers the next three words of the Gemara of the Iyu Karotvei, Ayin Sham. And also Ayin and Taisa do maskal kraved Rav Idi shavak dikla, where Taisa brings two different girsais. Number one, like our girsa, that idelei garsin al shavak dikla, if we're only gers that this karav left over a dekel, tzarech lei mishlei lei banim, then we have to say the case was where the karav did not have any children, that karav yesi yarshai, and therefore automatically the karav that was closer would have been yarish and would have inherited his assets. And Taisa continues, v'garis l'kreve, and if we're garis in our Gemara, kreve rav idi, shavak dikla l'kreve, yishlei mishrei le'banim, we could say that he had children, and l'hachi itzuch le'lemeima dikla l'kreve, and although generally his children should have received this dekel, however he actually made a specific devise, and specifically stated, I want this palm tree to go to my karav and to go to my closest relative. And the Gemara continues, Abai v'rava le'svilu hod rab chista, Abai and Rava actually argued rab chista, and they hold, kivin da'idi oidi, that once Reuven is Moida, that he was never machzik kedin, as l'maisa he wasn't the closest karav, therefore he was Moida that he ate these peiros shalai kedin, and therefore Reuven would chayev to pay the value of these peiros to Rav Bashashim. And the Gemara continues with its 14th scenario, and the Gemara states, zeh imi shalav esev, zeh imi shalav esev, if Reuven says that this land belonged to my father, and Shimon claimed that this field belonged to my family, hay aisi sadad avasu, and Reuven brings Edim that his family owned this property. However, Shimon was not able to bring Edim that his family owned this property, but he did have Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years. And Rabbi Chista mal in the Shaka, and Rabbi Chista holds that Shimon has a migu as he buy omaloy minoch sevinte vechalte shnei chazaka. If Shimon wanted to lie, he could have said that I bought the Sada from you and I used the Sada for 3 years, and therefore I have a chazaka, and certainly he would be believed. And therefore, we should now also believe Shimon that it belonged to his family. And the Gemara tells us Abai Rava leisvil luhad Rav Chista, that Abai Rava do not agree to Rav Chista, and they hold malu shaka b'makam edim le'arinon, that certainly we don't say amigo in this case because it's amigo b'makam edim. And as Rashbam points out, that when Reuven brought edim that this sada belonged to his family, the edim actually testified that not only did it belong to Reuven's family, but it belonged to his family until the date that they died. And as he states, ad yoy meisam amoylem le'machla v'isul shozeh asheni, and therefore the edim are actually testifying that Reuven's family never sold it to Shimon's family, and therefore it's amigo b'makam edim. And certainly we can't believe that this field belonged to Shimon's family at any point, because ultimately we have edim that state that it belonged to Reuven's family, and Reuven's family never sold it to Shimon's family. And Ayin Rashbam points out that although the fear of Chista that Shimon would be Neman, even though his migu is contradicting the edim, however Abai and Rav point out that although generally we say that when someone has a migu, then it must be that he's telling the truth, however since in our case Dainizu Macheshes Edim Kehacha Loi Mamin Le Shere Edim Edim Shetanas Shesheka, since the edim are actually testifying that his actual taina is not true, Behecht Kaimen Alidei Malu Shaka Halei Vadim Meshaku. In this case, certainly we have to say that Shimon is certainly lying. And even though Shimon actually has edim that he used the sada for 3 years, however, certainly chazaka by itself doesn't work, and it's chazaka sheni mataina and lav klumu, and it's not considered a chazaka at all. And keep in mind that this scenario that we just brought is exactly the same as scenario number 7 that we saw in Daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph. The Gemara stated zelim shalavisiv zelim shalavisai hayesasadi davosi vayesasadi daochle shnei chazaka, which is exactly the same scenario. And Amar Rabba malu l'shaka yibaya amalei menachas avinta vachalte shnei chazaka, which is exactly the shita of Rav Chista. And Amalei Abaya, and Abaya responded to his Rebbe Rabba malu l'shaka b'makom edim le'aminon. And Ayin Tesis on Daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph, who connects these sugyas, therefore states that Rabba kasinon, that certainly in this Gemara we're not Gerus Rabba and we're Gerus Rabba. The Abai Rava Amri Lekamon, as Abai and Rava both argue Rav Chista in our sugya, the Leisvilu Had Rav Chista, and certainly Rava agrees to Abaya that Malu L'Shaka B'Makom Edim Lo Yaminon. And L'Chayr, the only reason why we bring this sugya once again in our Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Beis is because in our Gemara we have a similar lashon as we mentioned in Amud Alv, where we had the Shita Rav Chista, and then the Gemara brought Abai Rava Leisvilu Had Rav Chista, and therefore we bring a similar lashon, and we bring that Abai and Rava are Chilek and Rav Chista in this case. And even though we already saw this idea on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Gemara continues with its 15th scenario, Hahud Amalil Chavre, my boys by Ara, if Reuven says to Shimon, what are you doing in this field? Amalei, and Shimon responds, Minoch Zamde, that I bought it from you, Velchat Shnei Chazoko, and I already use this field for at least 3 years, and Ozal Isa Sadi, the Ochlo Tatishni, and even though Shimon went to find his Edim, he was only able to find Edim that were able to testify that he used the Sada for 2 years. Shimon was still not able to find his Edim that were able to testify that he used the Sada for the 3rd year. The Gemara tells us that Rav Nachman states, Hadra Arav Hadri Peri, that certainly since Shimon cannot find Edim that he used the Sada for 3 years, therefore certainly Shimon has to return the land to the Marakama, and he has to give the land back to Reuven. In our case, not only does he have to return the land, but he is also now Edim that he actually used the Sada for 2 years, and therefore used his Peris for 2 years, and therefore Shimon would have to pay Reuven for the value of the Peris that he used over the past 2 years. Rashbam points out, that certainly the only time that we see that Shimon will be responsible to pay for the value of the Peris is only if there are Edim that Shimon actually used these Peris for these 2 years. However, if there are no Edim that actually testified that Shimon used a certain amount of Peris, the only way that we know that Shimon used the field and used the Peris is only through his Haidah and through his admission, and Shimon actually tainis that I bought it from you and I used my own Peris, and the Peris belong to me. So Ara benegeda land, kibin the lestri raya b'shtar v'le edi chazaka, since Shimon does not have a shtar and he doesn't have edim that testified that he used it for 3 years, so hadra l'mara, certainly the land goes back to its original owner and to Reuven. Mechayiv shvuas heses al Peris to zavninu m'nei, then as long as Shimon makes a shvuas heses, says that he used his pirius and the pirius belonged to him, then you would not have to pay Reuven back for its value. The migur matzi amalei chalti pirius came out, as even though it's true that Shimon had to claim that he actually used his pirius, and the Edom must have testified that he used his pirius to some degree, as ultimately they said that he has a chazakah, but certainly Shimon could have claimed that although I worked the land and I toiled in the land, but lemaisa I don't owe anything to Reuven, as I spent $1,000 in order to plant this land, and I only made a little bit more than $1,000. And as Rashbam states, "Kegoyin ayel kura va'apik tvei mekura, the b'hachi have a chazaka kol kamon." And as the Gemara in Daflam Vav will teach us, this is a valid chazaka. So ki ama achli tuva v'di achli mhemin, and therefore Shimon has a migu, and he would be believed that all in Chanami ate a lot of pears, but ultimately they were his pears, and therefore he's not chayv to Reuven. The in kamal l'shaka b'makom edim. As regarding this point, it's not a migu b'makom edim. She nidu l'mlaka kachazun balei amloi alafisha ovid shtari b'tekim l'shana mafsid. As l'maisel, although the edim are testifying that Reuven's family owned this kaka, but ultimately it is possible that Shimon actually bought this kaka from Reuven, and the only reason why he will lose is only because he doesn't have edim that he used this sada for 3 years, and he lost his shtar, and therefore there's a reis in his chazaka. And Taisa continues, v'loy domin l'hoda abayi v'rava de pligya letter of chistel el, and this is not similar to the din of abayi v'rava, who were chaylik rav chista. They stated, kivin da oidi oidi, that once the curve was moida, that rav edi ba'oven was a closer curve, that rav edi ba'oven had a right to collect the payers. The Hussam Kivin is Barir Milster of Edi Karat Fei, that since over there we clarified that Edi was a closer Karav, Hari Noida Shein Lechel Pekaku, Perish Achel Shleik Adin Achel, therefore we saw that this Karav did not have any rights to this Kaka at all, and therefore the payers that he consumed, he did so Shleik Adin, Vafilu Bari Das Piv Lechayev, and even though the only way that we know that he ate these payers Shleik Adin was through his Das Piv, he would still be Chayev, as Reuven never claimed that he had a right to these payers. However, in the scenario that the Rashbam just brought, the only way that we knew that Shimon ate the pears was based on Shimon's admission. So in this case, since Lemaisa Shimon also claims that he had a right to these pears and he wasn't eating them Shalikadin, so therefore certainly we would say that Shimon is Pata and Shimon would not have to pay. And the only time that Rav Nachman said his din of Hadar Ar of Hadar Peri is only in a case where the Edom actually testified that we know that Shimon not only used these pears for Shnei Chazaka, but he actually used a specific amount of pears. In this case, we're not relying on the Piv of Shimon, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues with another halacha that Amar Zvid, Rav Zid stated, that if when Reuven asked Shimon, my boys by Ara, instead of responding that I bought this sada from you and I'm the legitimate owner of this sada, but instead in Tan Va'omar, the Pir Surati, Nemon, then if Shimon originally would have claimed that in Chanami, I don't own this sada, and the only reason why I'm using the sada is because I'm your sharecropper and we made a deal, Mechzel Shil Shalavia, or like Rashbam says, Shemachatli Pirs Ad Hashashonim, or you sold me the right to the pirus of this field for 10 years. Certainly in this case, Shimon will be Neman, as the Rashbam qualifies Neman b'masha achla mafreya, that Shimon will be Neman on anything that already consumed l'mafreya. Number two, v'shvuas heses, there's a v'numenei, that Shimon will have to make a shvuas heses, that he bought the rights to these pirus for Reuven. As Rashbam continues, v'afagav de'ikasadi dechlinu l'piru v'she'in akaka kanloi, even though Shimon doesn't have a migu, as Reuven has edim that Shimon ate these pirus, and Reuven also has edim that the kaka belongs to him, v'lechotzev inish l'meches and as the Gemara will explain, that certainly a person would not have chutzpah to go into his friend's field and use his pirus. However, the Rashbam continues, however, certainly Shimon cannot say that I have a right to continue using this field. And for example, in a case where Shimon actually stated that he had a right to use this field for 10 years, and he claims he only used this field for 5 years, and therefore he still has another 5 years to be able to use this field, and certainly in that case, he would not be able to do so unless he brings a valid shtar or he brings edim that he has a right to his pirus. Dim kain kol adam yeri l'kaka chaveri v'yechel pirusov v'yemel pirus yirati ma'achshli neichosh l'iru shal balakaka, as if this would be the din and Shimon could actually stay in this kaka even mikan laba, then certainly anyone could go into the friend's field and he won't have to be scared that maybe Reuven will come and throw him out, as ultimately he'll be able to claim that I had a right to the pirus and the pirus yirati. And our Gemara continues that Rav Zid continues that labi am Rabbi Yehuda, that din Rabbi Yehuda state that Haiman the Nokin Magla Vitavil Biode, and if Shimon is holding a sickle and he's holding a basket, and Va'ama Ezel Gadre Ludiklo de Plani de Zavni in LA, and Shimon states that I'm going to harvest the palm tree and the dates of Reuven's tree because he sold me the rights to this payers, that Mehemin, that Shimon would be believed, and my time was a reason, as like Chosef Inish, the God of Diklo de Lavdile, as certainly a person wouldn't have chutzpah to go and harvest a palm tree and dates that do not belong to him, and therefore, as it states, Hachinami in our case as well, like Chosef Inish, that certainly Shimon would not have chutzpah to go and eat pears that do not belong to him. Therefore, since Shimon already ate these peris and he'll make a shvuah seses. So in a case where Shimon originally claimed the peris yirati, then Shimon would be believed with the shvuah seses. And Rabbeinu Gershom explains that what is a madlava tevila lefish had to call him him gavoyim, that since palm trees were very tall, because she writes in Lilkah Tamarim, when he wanted to gather dates, Mavim Magal Earth, they would bring a large and long sickle, and was similar to Vlaya, Shehu Sal, Bereish Eitz Earth, and then they would bring a basket, and they would place it on a long pole, Umbagbin Asal, Kenega Tamarim, and they lift up this basket right next to the dates, Vichoitraisim Bemagal, and they would cut the dates with the sickle, and Vinothlim Hatamarim Besal, and the dates would fall into this basket, Kadesh Layipla Tamarim Laurets, Visbaku Visbalchu, and this way the dates would not fall onto the ground and be ruined. And Ayin Rashbam, Diba Maschel, Maglo Vitavila, Kli Gaidri Tamarim, these are different kelim that we use by those who gathered and harvested dates. Hamagal Ligdar, a magal is a sickle that they use to gather the dates. And Tavila is the Lashon of a Chevel. As we know, a tuff and a ches are interchangeable. They use a rope, Lalis Ladekel, Merev Gaivoy, and this was some sort of a rope ladder that they used it in order to climb up the palm tree and to get to the dates. V'yesh Mefarshim, Tavila, Sal, Kabal Piris, as we stated from Rabbeinu Gershom. The Gemara continues and asks that if you're telling me that a person doesn't have chutzpah to go into someone's sada to eat peiris, so if so, any time that Shimon goes into Ruvin's sada and he uses his peiris, then Shimon should be able to claim that the reason why I'm in your sada is because I bought it from you. The proof that I bought it from you is not because I've eaten that I used it for 3 years, but it's because I walked into your sada and I started using the sada, and if it really didn't belong to me, then I wouldn't have the chutzpah to go into your sada. The Gemara answers, Aram, you may not have chutzpah to go into a sada, but certainly Reuven has a claim against you that if it really belongs to you, then show me the shtar raya that you actually bought this sada, and by the fact that you don't have your shtar, therefore to raise in your claim, and that's why you're not believed to claim that you bought the sada. Gemara therefore is hachi peri nami, then l'chari, even when Shimon claimed that he had a right to the peris, as he bought the right to the peris from Reuven, l'chari Reuven should say to Shimon that show me the shtar that you actually bought the rights to these peris, and since you don't have the shtar, therefore it should be your reiser and your taino, and you should have to pay me. And the Gemara answers, shtar l'peri of the inshi, that it's not normal for people to write a shtar raya when they're selling rights to the payers, and therefore it's not a reiser to Shimon's claim, and Shimon is believed that he went into Ruvain's sada in order to use his payers as l'chotz of inish l'mecha peri d'lav delay. Before we finish, let us point out, when the Gemara brought the shita Rabbi Yehuda from the Flam Vav of Haiman the Nokot Magla v'tevil b'yodei v'oma ezel gandra l'diklu d'planya d'zavnin l'alei that mehemen. Rashi states, "V'shafkinale bezdin lakin apiris bloy edim v'shtar achrishin yudua shabaylam moichem b'dava koydom l'kito." And in that case, bezdin will allow Shimon to continue using this field, and even mekan laba. And even though Shimon doesn't have edim and doesn't have a shtar, as l'maisa Ruvin was moicha and didn't say to Shimon, "My boy is by ara." Therefore, v'im osach chavre v'torn l'adam achshelika to ilan leselel shuvaseses. That if Ruvin would come at some later point and claim that he never gave this right to Shimon, then anything that Shimon used up until this point, Shimon could keep, and Shimon would only have to make a shvuas heses. But if Reuven would actually take Shimon to Bezdin prior to Shimon harvesting the dates, and he would say they never gave this right to Shimon, then as we previously mentioned, then Shimon would not be neman until he brings raya. Shimon cannot make this claim, as he can't be toyin v'chayz v'toyin. And I didn't taste the deal with maschal lechatz v'nish, that Taisa is bothered that it seemed that Rabbi Yehuda stated his din in a case where Shimon actually was walking towards Reuven's field, and he said, "Ezel gandra l'dikl l'planya d'zavnin l'alei," and it seems he was doing this for v'hesya, and maybe that's why Shimon is believed. But in the case where Shimon is not doing v'hesya, maybe Shimon would not be believed. And Taisa states that this is not correct, and la b'shim to come v'hesya ezel v'gandra k'amid lechatzav, that the reason why we said that a person doesn't have the chutzpah is not because he did so b'vehesya, and he actually stated, "I'm going to go and collect these dates." That feel like a b'tzina nami shayach lechatziv inish, as even if he was doing so b'tzina, there would still be a din of lechatziv. However, Taisus does qualify this in loy shalachim derech neva. However, certainly in a case where Shimon went derech neva, and for example, Shimon went to harvest these dates only at night, and he didn't do so during the day. So in that case, we were trying to do so in such a fashion, then certainly we would not trust him. He had rishus, and we wouldn't say the klal. And let's see the top tesis on the Amid Diba Masal V'Torn V'Amid L'Peis Shurati. And the fourth line of tesis, he states, "V'im Taima My Irig Mishum Lechotziv." Why does the Gemara state that the reason why his name was because Lechotziv? Typically, Mishum Tafis Midi Daba Metaltlin Shein Asu In L'Hash L'Haschia The Amid L'Kuchei Shimon Biodi Nemon, that since in this case Shimon is claiming that he has a right to these dates and he already picked these dates off the tree and the dates are metaltlin, so certainly anyone that is Muslim metaltlin has a chazaka that he owns it, and certainly Shimon should be believed that he had a right to these pears and he bought these rights from Ruvain. And Taz answers Vishlema that in Khanami that Shimon would be believed in that scenario, but Itzrich Taima Dele Chotzev in Lokta Venich Beshusha in Shaloi Dele Tophis Ben, that in a case where Shimon is actually not being Muslim in the pears, and for example, where Shimon picked these pears and he then placed these pears in a field that did not belong to him, and Lemaisa is not Tophis on these pears, so in this case, we have to have the Svar of Lech Chotzev, as solely based on Tfis of Metaltalin would not help Shimon, and the only reason why he doesn't have to pay these pears is only based on a Svar of Lech Chotzev, and Ayin Taisis Diba Masal is of a Gadol Dikla, where it brings for the Re and Revam, Shem Hayabal Lixis Adekal Atzmai, that if Shimon wanted to cut down the actual palm tree, Lo Yinemon, he would not be believed, the Dafka Pears, who the Abdi Inshi de Masmini, as even though we have a Svar of Lech Chotzev, however, that is only where he's claiming that he bought the rights to the pears of the field, as it's only normal and usual for a person to sell the rights and usage of his pears of his field. However, Avodekel in Derech Bnei Adam Limka Lokoitz, that's not normal for a person to sell the rights to cut down trees in his field. Therefore, even though it is a Svar of Lech Chotzev, but that goes against his standard, and therefore it doesn't make sense that Reuven would actually sell him these rights, and therefore we don't believe Shimon, even though it is a Svar of Lech Chotzev, and we will stop over here.